Well, if you listen to the pre-show, you know what I did yesterday. And we're going to do more of that today. It's called a tech rehearsal for what we're going to be doing on Saturday night. And I hope to have a full and complete report for you next week on all the goings-onses over the last 2 weeks, from Nashville and our induction into the Radio Hall of Fame to this past week rehearsing for our one-man show, The World of Phil Henry, at Theater West in Hollywood. But tonight, because somebody was bitching on one of the fan pages that we don't have enough quote-unquote female character shows these days, why not bring on the Dooleys? This is the Dooleys hosting, though I do take over at one point, and then they try and explain Bobby's bottomless photo shoot. Oh, that's why I took over?
That's why you took over, because they were trying to explain Bobby.
Yeah, she had her picture taken.
Yeah, she had her picture taken with her pants off.
Okay, let's listen to this. Let's listen to Bobby, Steve, the photo shoot. Oh, is this the one that they belched their way through?
Yes.
Let's listen to Bobby, Steve, me, you, everybody on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's Bobby and Steve Dooley. The Dooleys are on the air on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, from the El Pacifico in Southern California, it's Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Thank you very much, Word Beasley. Great to see you.
Always good to see you, Bobby. My wife. I know it's your wife.
It's all right, Steve. It's all right. Steve is so protective of me.
My wife, though. I know it's your wife, Dooley. I know it's your wife.
Steve, don't. That's...
I'm important.
I know you are important, but Word Beasley is...
How many guys on this show are named Beasley? We happen to be a family. You got a problem? You got a problem? Let's talk about it right now.
No, wait a minute, guys. Hold on.
Jesus H. Christ, Dooley. Well, I did that because I was scared.
Steve, get out of here.
Why?
Get out of here. This is Bobby Dooley. I apologize for that.
I'm sorry, Ms. Dooley.
You didn't do anything, Word.
Can I come back in?
Would you take a drink of water first?
Can I come back in?
Come on, sit down and shut up.
I don't like guy talking to you.
Men are allowed to talk to me in a familiar way. I don't think anything that Word did was familiar or familial.
Well, I looked up and down. Look, he looked you up and down.
You looked me up and down?
Yes, I did.
So?
My eyes went to your breasts and your...
My rear end?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What'd I tell you?
All right, Steve. Okay, Word, I'm going to have to take this under advisement.
Does that mean leave?
Yeah, that means leave. I swear, ladies and gentlemen, this was not planned. This is a spontaneous bit of male emotionalism. Men are very emotional. If you've raised sons, as I have, you know how emotional men are. They say that we are, but there is nothing more emotional than the male of the species, especially when they're younger. But some of them never lose it, as was evidenced right here.
Well, God, Bob, you talk about me.
I'm talking about you because you acted like a little teeny-weeny itsy-bitsy boy because Word looked me up and down.
I saw his eyes. The eyes lingered. My eyes did linger on your rear end.
Did I tell you to leave or not?
No, yes, I did.
Yes, you did?
I mean, yes, you did.
He's one of the best announcers in the business, but I won't have him looking me up and down.
In a butcher shop.
Yeah, like I'm a side of beef hanging off a hook. And he's going, I wonder what part of this I want to put my lips on.
God, Bobby.
Well, that's what it looks like.
Well, I know. That's why I got upset.
I'll get upset on my behalf. I'm part of the new generation of women. I fight my own battles. I throw down. You don't. Me, Bobby Dooley. Understand?
Bobby,
do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Mr. Henry's phone is here. I shouldn't read his text messages, but one just came in. This is some kind of...
That's vulgar.
Yeah. It was a text message that came in for Mr. Henry from one of his friends. You know, they talk a lot of...
They talk a lot of asinine stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what... Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am very, very sorry for the opening to this presentation tonight. The reason why I requested the airtime, and I know that Mr. Henry's going to be along here momentarily, and Word Beasley is an announcer that usually works for Steve and I on our individual podcasts or our individual Badoos, which are Bobby and Steve Dooley podcasts.
But they're individually called the Badoos.
I'm the Badoo.
Yeah, but the
the podcasts themselves are the Badoos, plural. Word usually works for us. I don't know what happened there. It started when you got upset.
Well, I saw his...
You didn't see him do anything. He admitted to it, and then you...
No, I did. Then I remembered.
Don't, Steve, don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous so much as... It's not that I'm jealous. I don't like it when a guy, when a guy's eyes linger on your rear end.
When a guy's eyes linger on my rear... Yes. Yes.
God damn, Bobby.
Tough toenails.
What kind of a woman would do something like that?
More woman than you can handle. Me, Bobby Dooley. I'm my own woman. I have gas. I ate those peanuts. I drank this Diet Coke.
Bobby.
This is what I did, Steve. I want you to follow along. I ate those Red Hots. These are Red Hot, chilied, Hispanic, some sort of a...
They got Mexican seasoning.
Yes. They're Red Hot peanuts, ladies and gentlemen. And I eat these by the carload.
And yet you don't get fat, although your stomach is getting a little bit of a pooch on it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. It was...
I'm going to cut that out. Where's Mr. Hendry?
He's on his way.
Where'd you come from?
I've been in the doorway, just lingering.
You've been in the doorway lingering?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Mr. Hendry. He's here.
Hi, Bobby. I'm sorry. I'm a little late.
I'd like something cut out of the tape.
Yeah.
Steve mentioned... He says I'm getting a little bit of a pooch or a stomach on me. Is that it, Steve?
Honey, I...
That's what he said. I want that cut out.
All right. Anything else?
Well.
Well, what?
Does it look like I've got a gut?
Not really, no.
See these? I love them.
Oh, my God. They're Chicahuatas con chili y limón. They're chili lemon peanuts.
Oh, you like chili lemon peanuts, huh?
Yeah, what about it?
God damn, honey. That's going to give you a beer gut.
No, it is not. And you just heard Mr. Hendry. And what about you?
What?
Do I have a beer gut?
No, you don't, man.
Well, I mean, God, you're letting Dickman check it out.
He checked out my gut, chump.
Steve, you're your usual kind of highly sensitive self. Just back off.
Mr. Hendry, that's my wife. Please don't tell me how to do it.
Steve, I'm asking you, okay?
Now, what happened to Word?
Word Beasley, I asked him to leave because his eyes lingered over me.
Yeah, his eyes were lingering.
His eyes lingered over you.
The way your eyes just did about 5 seconds ago.
I mean, I was looking you up. You asked me, did you have a beer gut?
Right, but you were looking me up and down.
Okay.
All right, when from the top of my head to my shoes, what's in between?
Well...
Don't answer.
Bud, your breasts and your rear end.
Yes. So, your eyes lingered? So when you looked me up and down, I thought I saw your eyes pause.
Yeah, they did.
God, Mr. Hendry, it's kind of perved up. Hey, Hendry, what do you think you're trying to do?
Hendry?
Mr. Hendry. I mean, Phil.
Phil.
I mean, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah. What am I trying to do? Your wife asked me if she was getting a beer gut.
Oh, so that's funny that I'm getting a beer gut.
No, I didn't say you had a beer gut, Bob. You've got nothing even close to a beer gut. And it's not beer. What is this stuff, bud?
Yeah, it's called chili y limón peanut.
Chili y limón peanut? Who's he?
Those are peanuts, Jack.
Oh.
It's what I'm eating, Steve. You got a problem with it?
No, honey.
You?
No.
You?
No, I...
Word?
What?
Word, do you have a problem with me eating the chili y limones?
The chili eating your what?
If I could...
Bobby, there's not going to be any slapping, no approximation of slapping, no satirization of slapping, no pretending like you're slapping. You're not allowed to hit people.
What? She said something about me eating something.
No, she asked you... If she had a beer gut on her, you said no, and she asked, I don't even know what you said.
I don't know what I said. Never mind, Word. Just, where are you sitting?
Over here.
Go further into the corner. Go, see that shadow?
Yeah.
Sit in that.
Wow.
Sit in the shadow. I said to sit in it.
Hey, Beasley, when my wife talks, all you have to say is, where's the deodorizer?
What does that mean?
I mean, I'm sorry. I meant to say, all you have to say is how high.
And what's that mean?
I mean, all you have to say is yes, ma'am.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Yes?
Nothing. Let me just say to the audience...
Well, all of a sudden you're taking over?
Yeah, yes I am, Bobby, because it sounds to me like we haven't even gotten close to why we're here tonight. And the reason why we're here tonight is you are upset with last night's show, yesterday's show, the fact that you are promoting... Western Estates in a manner that you think is being misunderstood.
Yes, and I want...
No, wait. I just want to let people know...
Want to let?
I want to let people know that this is the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve... Is Word here?
Word's over there. He's near those garbage cans.
I'm over here, Mr. Hendry.
All right. Well, what's he doing over there?
I told him to sit there.
He's over near the garbage cans.
I see that, Dooley. Why don't you sit in that chair over there?
Wait a second.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Have the man sit near the garbage pails. All right, so let's talk about that, Bobby. Yesterday on this show, you said, and we have you here into the studio, and we sent a car for you and Steve because you requested this time, and we wanted you to be comfortable, so we actually sent a car to pick you up.
Yeah, we sent the car, and the driver's outside, Mr. Luge.
Mr. Luge?
You didn't talk to the guy?
Well, I didn't get his name.
Yeah, it's Mervyn Luge.
Okay, bud, who gives a shit what the cat's name is, okay?
God, you said the S word.
Yes, I did. Is he out there?
Yeah, he's waiting.
Okay, well, he's waiting. God.
Well, I'm glad he is waiting. So, in other words, you don't have to call him back?
Ms. Dooley.
Okay, so, we came on the program. I specifically came on the program because we're having a problem at Western Estates turning over. We have a lot of inventory. There are three or four unsold properties in our Magnolia phase, in our Rhododendron phase, and in Bougainvillea Level 3.
Yeah, Bougainvillea Level 3. Those are townhomes, but still.
So yeah, how many properties? Can I ask you how many homes you have at Western Estates?
No, you may not.
I can't even ask.
Well, you can ask, but I'm not going to tell you.
Well, is it a lot? Is it?
It is an amount. It's far less than most gated communities. Nyeh? Far less, far more comfortable. Not a lot of people breathing on you.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Could you put those peanuts down?
Let me just take a handful, okay?
Mm-mm. God, honey.
Yeah?
Nothing.
So,
You want to swallow first? Watch how you tell my wife to swallow.
Dooley, I'll throw you out of here myself.
All right.
What are they called, bud?
They're called chili limon peanut.
Chili limon peanut?
That was a jockey.
What do you mean that was a jockey?
Wasn't that a jockey at Santa Anita?
Steve, are you trying to be funny?
No, I swear to God.
No, it wasn't a jockey at Santa Anita. And I think you're kidding, but I'm not sure.
I swear to almighty God, I thought it was a jockey at Santa Anita.
You thought it was, huh?
I thought he was.
Let the record show Mr. Henry's laughing.
Yeah, you are, Mr. Henry.
Oh, no, am I really? I didn't know that. Thanks for telling me, but I'm going to have to find a mirror and look in the mirror to make sure that I know that I'm laughing next.
What? Are you sure you don't have epilepsy or something?
Ms. Dooley.
Yes?
Thank you for that.
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm thirsty. Diet Coke does it for me.
All right. You're having a problem selling homes at Western Estates. Is that right?
We are not moving. Yes, we're not moving the properties the way we want to. We had a full community. Since I've been in the Homeowners Association president, our community has been full. We've been sold out for the last 26, 27 years. Now, all of a sudden, we have homes that are going unsold.
Now, can I, hold on. You realize the real estate market is starting to, there's a downturn.
I understand that, Phil, but again, as I said, these aren't just run-of-the-mill cardboard boxes that a lot of people want to get 800 grand for, or 900 grand. They want to stick up the first sucker through the door on account of, excuse me, on account of,
you know, we can't do this if you're going to keep belching.
Well, then cut it out of the tape. Okay, chum?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, why don't you cut it out of the tape?
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
All right.
We can't, these are not homes that are $800,000 and people are actually selling them because they happen to be in Los Angeles or in California or something like that. These are quality homes behind a gate.
Yeah, behind a gate, Mr. Henry. You have to understand.
Behind a gate. Okay.
All right, so it's a security. It's a secured community with a security gate, and that's nice. And I know you have community. You have a community pool. You have community centers there and beautiful homes.
Yes.
And you're not selling all of them. They're very expensive in there, aren't they?
They are a premium, obviously.
Okay. I mean, not everybody these days can afford a home.
There's a lot of money out there, Mr. Henry, as you well know.
There may be a lot of money out there, but the guys that have the money, forgive me, Ms. Dooley, but they're probably buying something a little bit more pricey.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, my God, Mr. Henry. What do you say? We're living in some kind of toilet? You say we live in a ghetto?
Easy, Steve.
Sorry. You say we live in a ghetto?
No, I'm not saying you live in a ghetto. Look, at the homes out there, I'm going to take a wild guess. The homes, the high end of the price of the homes at Western Estates are around $2 million. Am I right?
No comment.
Okay, then I'm close. 2 million. Cats that are making the kind of money that they're making today, some of these 1% guys, some of these billionaires, they're living in houses that are they're like a half a billion dollars worth of house. Some of these guys are living in houses that are $100-200 million.
Well, it's either a half a billion or $100-200 million. What is it?
These guys are living in houses that Zillow ain't listing, okay?
Get a load of you.
That Zillow ain't listing. That's a great impression, honey.
Thank you very much.
You know, okay, so, Bobby, what I'm telling you is the houses that you have at $2 million, and you know what? I bet you there are a lot of people out there that can afford those houses, but I don't know, for whatever reason, have you looked at the possibility that they're, you know, you're in L.A. County. You're kind of in the valley. People are moving out to Calabasas. They're moving out to Agoura Hills.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, Mr. Anyway, yo, Mr. Real Estate.
So you think where everyone's moving and stuff, huh?
Yeah, I do, because I keep an eye on the real estate market. I got a house at the beach.
Big deal.
All right, I'm not saying anything other than saying I keep an eye on what houses are worth, what the prices are, and where people, at least in California, are moving. You guys, I don't know what you got to do, man. Maybe you got to drop the price.
Are you kidding? That'll never happen. Drop the price. I told Cash Everly, I told Belinda Goo, Nixon Sweetwater, Glove Bodine, Chirpigelia, I told them all.
Who are these people?
They're our salespeople. Okay.
Yeah, those are salespeople. They hit the bricks and they can move it.
All right.
I told them we're not dropping the price for any of these chumps, so that's not going to happen.
You guys don't even negotiate? I mean, you don't, like, they have a number, you have a number, that kind of stuff?
What?
What does that mean?
Negotiating. You know, you're not flexible on the price.
We don't go below a certain valuation, Mr. Henry, okay? We know what these homes are worth per square foot.
Well, I mean, if they're not... Right now, we're in a downturn, real estate-wise.
So I've heard.
Well, you know what, Bobby? Relax, okay? Maybe you're not going to move these houses right away. Things are a little... This is a weird time. And the fact that you... And we're not even really talking about that. You decided to do something controversial. You wanted to get people noticing Western Estates. Now, Cocktails and Patio Magazine, what is that?
Cocktails and Patio Magazine is one of the premier publications of the gated communities around the San Fernando Valley, the West Valley, on into Agoura Hills,
Calabasas? God damn.
What's your story?
What's your... Calabasas?
I'm sorry, Phil. I don't know all the big stars that live out there.
Neither do I. I just know how it's pronounced.
Calabasas. We know that in our area, that Cocktails and Patio Magazine serves the clientele, serves the residents and prospective residents of those areas. And Cocktails and Patio Magazine often does pictorials and spreads on the different homeowners association presidents and the different communities, what they like to talk about.
Yeah, and Bobby's been featured in it a couple of times.
They've featured me in a couple of spreads. You know,
what are these spreads? Are they nude shots?
What are you talking about?
Mr. Henry, these are magazines that feature homes, beautiful homes, and gated communities.
I know, but she said there's spreads.
What about it? So some are pictorials, like Ludella Nugent, who's a homeowner. I'm sorry, but I'm having some nuts.
You're having nuts. I'm sorry.
I wish.
No, you can't hit him.
God, I want to do it. Anyway, she's the Homeowners Association president of Ass Crack Springs.
What are you? Is that a joke name?
No, it is not. It is a Native American name, okay?
Now I'm showing.
Hey, would you guys knock it off with the peanuts?
You're eating them?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you're eating them.
I know. I took a handful and I shouldn't have. What do you mean it's a Native American name?
It's spelled A-Z-C-R-A-Q. Ass Crack.
Okay, so she's the Homeowners Association president of Ass Crack Springs.
They did a pictorial of her in Cocktails and Patio Magazine. Okay?
All right.
And they did a spread of me. I don't know.
They just said it's a spread.
Well, what are the pictures, man? They're not nude shots.
No, they're not. This was the first proposed, and it's not a nude shot, Mr. Henry. It's a thong. It's what they call a very fine thong, like a dental floss thong called a flong.
Yeah, it's called a flong on account of the dental floss.
I just said that, Steve.
All right.
And that's what you're going to be wearing?
Yes, that's what I'm going to be wearing. I'm going to be bending over, trimming the roses, and in the photograph, you're imagining that Steve is saying, hey, honey, and I look back and I go, ooh, you know, like, Ooh, you caught me with my ass up in the air.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing about her high rear end.
That's the whole thing about my high rear end. Okay?
What, are they talking about your high rear end?
See, the way you laugh, Phil...
Ms. Dooley, you have to understand there's an absurdity here that is almost too much to handle. Are they talking about your high rear end in Cocktails and Patio magazine?
I'm going to get up and leave in a minute.
It's a good question, and I might have smiled through it. I'm sorry, but I'm not laughing. Are they talking about your quote-unquote high rear end in Cocktails and Patio magazine?
They mention it in the interview. They interview all the Homeowners Association presidents. Stacy Giebler, the Giebe, we call her. Who'd they interview last week?
Oh, they interviewed Gonad Brown, who's the president over there at Lust Willow.
Gonad Brown of Lust Willow?
That's his name.
No, that's the sound he makes when he sits down in the toilet. Of course that's his name.
All right. So they interviewed this guy about what?
About the different interests that he has, about things that he wants to do and the stuff, what he wants to say. And they'll do photographs of him. Me... And here's Bobby Dooley. She's with Western Estates.
It's interesting that there's a place called Ass Crack Springs, another place called Lust Willow, but you got a normal-sounding place called Western Estates.
What about it?
Yeah, what about it? How is it that you guys have a normal-sounding place?
I don't think there's anything oddball about a beautiful, beautiful, traditional area of ravines, beautiful mountains, golden mountains, high chaparral, lovely cactus... That was known at one time as the Ass Crack.
Yeah. Where are you going?
I'm going to get up and leave.
Okay, so we never did find out, and we haven't gotten said...
No, there's not going to be any...
There's no justice here, Mr. Henry.
That's right. There's no justice. I stuck my rear end into a camera lens to help the homeowners of Western Estates with their property values by getting some homes sold. And I decided to roll the dice.
My wife rolled the dice. She took a chance.
Right.
She said, hey, you know what? Let's go for it. She took her pants off and stuck it into the lens of a camera.
Right. He's laughing.
Yeah, he is.
What's with you?
I can't breathe from these freaking hot peanuts you guys are eating. Can I have the bag? Take them. Get them out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call into the show next week and we'll update you.
Well, Bobby, I hope, and this is a spread...
It's an interview with a couple of pictures of me, one of them with my rear end up in the air.
Big wow! You pissed my wife off, Mr. Henry. You pissed her off good.
Really? Well, okay, I guess we're going to have a gunfight at the OK Corral, huh?
What does that mean?
Well, it sounds like you're in that movie where the guy says, you got a fight coming, it's coming today. Thanks, Bobby.
You're welcome.
God, slap it down, why don't you?
I was thirsty.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think anything got done.
Hold on. I want to say something. We came here with the intention of explaining why I am seen bottomless in next month's Cocktails and Patio magazine. It was to draw attention to a wonderful community. Yes, a community for families. Yes, a community for children. Yes, a community for couples. I'm trimming roses. I'm wearing a thong bottom. It looks bottomless.
You can almost kind of see...
You can almost see what... Shut up and sit down, Steve.
Yeah, Mr. Dooley.
Yes, it looks bottomless, but I am wearing a thong. I'm wearing 3-inch heels, a thong, an apron, and I'm trimming roses, and I turn around, and I see my husband, as husbands will, staring at it, not me, but it, with a hint of drool that you don't see because the camera doesn't... And I turn around, I see drool coming from his mouth, and obviously there's... His pants are...
Yeah,
we understand.
And I go, ooh, like that. And that's when Gus Calverall, who was the cameraman that day, that's when he snapped the picture. And I wanted to explain that we did that for the betterment of Western Estates. Not to be prurient, not to be filthy, but to be cute, to act like a couple, and to almost say, ooh, the kids are going to be home soon. I better put some pants on. What are you laughing at?
Nothing at all.
You got it said, Bobby.
Got that right.
And we'll talk to you next week?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, you know, don't let us, you know, hold you up, okay? We're only offering you a little position here on our show so you can explain yourself.
Say that again?
No, I'm not going to repeat it. Thank you much. Thank you very much, Bobby.
Thank you, Butch.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Your driver's outside.
Yeah, Mr. Lug's out there.
Mr. Lug?
Yeah. Take them out and show them to the car, will you, bud?
Okay, good.
Hi, are you Luke? Bobby Dooley.
All right, close the door. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
World-famous Phil Henry Hyatt. This is General Shaw. I was sitting watching this whole thing. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Be listening next week when Bobby Dooley returns, I guess.
We let her in the studio. Thank you to Bobby and Steve Dooley. Thanks, Gene Lug. I don't know what his name is.
The car service.
Thanks to the car service for... Jesus.